There have been a number of attempts in western New York to dissolve villages, and some, like Forestville, have been approved by residents. Sinclairville votes August 13th on a plan for dissolution. Lisa Parshall is an associate professor of political science at Damon College and a public policy fellow for the Rockefeller Institute of Government. She studies local government for the Institute and for a planned book. Parshall says the current system can leave voters not sure of the benefits of dissolution.
Dissolution studies almost always show some savings to village voters in terms of property taxes, usually accompanied by a small increase for the property taxes of town outside of village voters. How deep those savings are, how they're distributed, how long they're going to last, is completely dependent upon the implementation of the plan. So again, voters often feel that they're voting without complete information of what the final results will be.
Parshall says voters can choose to keep a village when they want the ambiance of a village and receive unique services from that village. There are also neighborliness issues, which make residents reluctant to see employees laid off or services potentially cut. She says state policies in recent years are increasing the financial pressure on villages, which can force dissolution, like the property tax cap. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.